So in this episode, we're gonna learn how to implement this type of strategies related with systems in a business, especially if you want to scale. So first of all, the definition of a system is that it is a set of defined steps that are aiming to achieve a very specific result. So in terms of businesses, the idea is to get consistent results every time, right? Who doesn't dream with getting, for example, consistently $100,000 every 6 months and really getting these goals always on time on with the less amount of resources? This would be basically what any human being and any business owner would be wishing to achieve. So the good news is that with the application of systems in a company, this is possible. Basically, systems in a company work in the sense of that there are some inputs, and then there is a process happening with these inputs, and then there is an output. This output has to go through a process of return again into the cycle that is called feedback. So when you have the perspective of your business as that, as a machine that requires, or basically the goal is that this machine can come to the point that is totally automatized. So basically, if you see your business as a machine, the benefit is that the ultimate goal is that you put your machine to work without you. That is the goal. That is the goal of implementing systems, is that you can have all the whole design and make the whole structure of all the operations happening inside the business, and all of these operations and everything that is happening there, this machine can work without your intervention. So because this is the main topic that we're going to discuss today, we're going to discuss how in general is that the processes should be approached, and what are the main kind of strategies that you can apply to make this happen. So first of all, everything starts with an idea. So after this idea, then there is a process that is related with design, which is bringing this idea to the reality. And after the design, there is a production process, and this can be the rendering of the actual product or a service. And then after this, there is a marketing process in which it's important to apply a strategy so the actual product or service can go to the hands of the right clients. And then after that, there is a process of sales, in which is the base, the actual process in which the person can get the product, the client, with all the quality conditions and the best conditions. And after that, there is a process in which basically the financial area, or basically the accounting area, or the money that goes inside, there is a process in which all the goals are evaluated to see if really the targets in terms of money were met or not. And then the process goes back again to refine the idea, or to refine the design, or to modify or improve the processes related with marketing, the product, the service, or sales, or all of this. So this is the overall scheme that works in any type of business, and that's the approach that the business owner should have to make sure that all of these parts should be working in a way in which hopefully is gonna be separated from the business owner. So it's a mistake when somebody starts a business or decides to open a business, and if the expertise of this person is, for example, cleaning, so then this person says, oh, I'm gonna have a business related with cleaning, Maybe the person just is devised by the fact that maybe the business is going well in the local community, but it's maybe, first of all, not necessarily the passion. Second, the person is gonna try to perform mostly the operations of cleaning, which is gonna take away time of the person to be concentrated in the high level, most important strategies for the actual machine to run by itself. So this is the first mistake that many business owners make, and is starting the business by doing the activity that mostly they know, or the specialization that they got when they had other jobs. And this is a wrong approach. The whole business thing is a monster, it's a whole, like, it's like a lot of knowledge, it's another world. So if somebody, my personal recommendation is that if somebody wants to have a business, the best is to be prepared in business, in real business strategies, in real business knowledge, which is kind of like getting another degree. It's a whole, like, it's a lot of things necessary to learn to actually run the business in this way. But this is essential if someone wants to scale, if someone wants to grow, and if someone wants to achieve more profitability. So the other thing that is important is that usually in this implementation of systems, people forget about either the client, so they never ask the client when they leave, every single client, how was your experience? How can we improve this experience? And what things do you like? What things do you didn't like, and why? People always, most of the businesses, small businesses, overlook this area, and this is so crucial because there is not actual improvement for what they want without knowing their actual point of view or their actual experience. So this is very important. So and so on, like in every single area, there are so many important aspects that without having someone like the leader outside looking at this machine and trying to fix here and here, then it's impossible. If you concentrate just in your operation, your specialization, then it's impossible to see the overall strategy, or like the overall thing happening as a system, as an actual system happening. So in this implementation, it's important to be able to define clear processes that are happening in your specific business and procedures. Documentation is very important. Documentation doesn't have to be in paper, of course, can be mediums, but documentation is very important. And in that sense, it's important to define what are the most crucial activities and what's the specific order of these activities happening. And the reason for this, why this is important, is because once someone leaves for some reason, the other person that comes to perform that job is gonna have to go through a whole process of recruitment. And the reason why this is important is because the person that leaves is gonna have to come here to perform this job, and it's gonna take a lot of money for the company to train again this person from zero, and this takes a lot of time and resources and money. So once you have everything established in procedures, it's easy because anybody can come and do the job and just follow the instructions. That makes sense, right? So that's why it's important to establish processes very clear and procedures and approach the whole company in that sense. And another aspect that is important is to establish what is called ratios, or key performance indicators. And the key performance indicators are not just established for marketing or just sales. It's established for the whole system, for the whole set of processes happening in every single area of your company. So for example, you can have key performance indicators for human resources, or for team development. You can have key performance indicators for the process of design, or even for the management part, like what are that process that is actually managing and performing the strategies, what are the key performance indicators for this area. So many people again overlook this area, and this is very important for the company to make sure that it's gonna grow consistently, because that's the ultimate goal, to achieve consistent results. So this episode is focused in understanding in general why establishing systems or approaching the whole business in terms of system is so important. There are a lot of strategies here. I'm gonna be making more episodes, just kind of like getting more like little parts and more in detail, because this is a lot, but this is the very general idea of why this is important and what are the benefits. So once everything is defining processes and everything is deciding procedures, and you have specific methods to measure your processes, which are gonna measure also like your goals, your financial goals with the key performance indicators. Once this is established, then is when you can actually apply specific strategies for what is called automation. So in automation, you are able to apply more technology to the processes happening inside to make sure that you are not the person who has to deal every single day with all the aspects of the business. That is the ultimate goal, and this is what is called freedom for an entrepreneur. This is what is called a real entrepreneur. You are not an entrepreneur until you have achieved that type of freedom. And it takes time to actually establish all of these strategies and systems inside your business. Examples of automation are, for example, your sales can be automated now with funnels. Your marketing can be automated now with ads, for example, everything related with online. And your internal processes can also be automated. Another thing that helps a lot is delegation. You have to make sure that you, even though you are the expert in X or Y area of your company, you have to make sure that you have also experts that work in those areas for you. So that's the best foundation in which you can start a business, in which you can start delegating right from the beginning, start applying automation right from the beginning, because you are able to recognize the importance of having the business outside, online. And if you can see and plan a very consistent and a very, very well-defined, very well-designed strategy for defining the process and procedures, this is one huge step ahead for you to get your freedom and to get more profitability, which is like the dream for any business owner. So as I said, I'm gonna be making more of this content, because I think that is super important. I know how to do all of these strategies, so I can for sure help you with this. Please let me know if you would like to hear about more of this type of content. Please leave it in the comments. Please like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you get to know every time that there is a new video. Thank you very much, and see you in the next episode.